Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed, and over there is Jeff.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Hey, anytime. Did you want me to do your introduction to you there,
no,
Siren
my
woman?
My name is Valerie.
Oof. Wow.
Really Valerie wish. Can't choose really, a key. That's really so...
Valerie.
Ed handled the introduction duties. Hey, thanks for the introduction. I appreciate that. We have a listener that hates my introduction, so we're gonna get rid of it.
For now.
The big guy, until we can come up with something better, the big guy is gonna be introducing both himself and me, and I honestly vote for him to introduce everyone. I liked it.
He's gotta figure out like a catchphrase. Like, hey, I'm Jeff and I don't give an F.
Oh, you, yeah. Okay. No, I could do that. We could do that. Or, you know, maybe something funny. It's either way, we'll figure it out. We'll get that. We're still perfecting things. We are a constant work in progress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a machine, we just get better with time. Or like a what? Fine line.
Not how machines work.
Yeah.
Machines wear down. That's a terrible metaphor.
As it goes along, I'm sorry, that
was a simile, not a metaphor.
Called innovation, bitch.
She is showing a shocking lack of knowledge about mermaids and machines today.
Not lack of knowledge about mermaids. I know all about mermaids.
Okay.
All right, I'll tell you a thing or two.
Please do. Tell us a thing or two about mermaids now that you're on the spot.
I would love to point out that I know that our listeners can't see the growing mess behind Val, that it is like week after week, as if it's its own organism just developing. Mounds of stuff.
So let's get our weekly update. And what is behind Val? We need theme music for that. What's behind Val?
I love that, something like that. Her new closet looks identical to her old closet.
Because you can see
the stuff is hanging in the exact same spots and everything. It's crazy.
It's just it's slightly farther back than it was previously.
That's all it is. Your desk is further away.
This room is my boyfriend's room. Whatever he has, like clothing wise, getting ready wise, is all in here. The only thing that's in here of mine is my iMac, which is the way I communicate with you both. So, as we peer to the background, we actually spent all of Friday cleaning this room.
You never could have told.
Yeah. Must have been a short day.
We had planned on Friday night to have a cleaning dance party and blast, like, early 2000s music. It was Bubba Sparks in the mix. And it was amazing. Evan cleaned this in, like, 5 seconds. But then we went to Bed Bath Beyond on Saturday, and we got hammock chairs. Which, by the way, if you've never sat on a hammock chair, you're missing out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I would destroy one of those.
They are $30, and you can sit on them and sleep on them, and they're amazing. So we put them in here because we have no other room.
Okay.
And that's the only reason why it's a mess.
What did you get from Target? I see a Target bag behind you.
That looks like a unhung picture frame.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you,
the room does look like a typical Bubba Sparks fan's room right now.
Gotta follow Bubba Sparks. Booty, 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 booty.
So what's up, Ed?
Nothing, man. I didn't do anything with Bubba Sparks this weekend, so now I feel weird.
I did.
Whoa, listen, lady. We know. We already heard about your cleaning situation that went so well.
Was your cleaning dance party one song long? It's about how long it looks like you spent cleaning that room.
We heard some Ja Rule.
Okay.
We heard some Ja Rule and Ashanti.
How about, let me ask you this one, Val. You may know. There is a rumor, potentially fact, that Ja Rule married his prison cellmate.
Is that? I did hear about that. I don't think it's true.
Oh, I wish that was true. That is an awesome rumor.
His prison wife?
Yeah, I think that's great. I think that is a great rumor.
I listened to a lot of DMX this morning that I thought was Ja Rule.
My goodness. Wow.
They sound the same.
You know. She's like, she's walking headfirst into it right now. Ja Rule DMX? Or DMX Ja Rule, I should say.
You bark.
They don't.
And they're both like.
Both bark at you.
I feel like that's almost a racist comment.
It's not. Like that's not. Tinged,
that's tinged with racism.
See, what you got to remember is X gon' give it to you, and I don't have a catchphrase for Ja Rule. So that's how you know the difference.
When we were coming back from the Catskills this morning, Evan goes, this is the most romantic DMX song that he could ever make. And it was like something about this woman singing to him about like, you can get this ass or you can get this class. And it's like, you have to choose between ass and class with ladies? Like, really?
Yeah.
All right.
If the woman is giving you that choice, that there's probably not a lot of class. So just go for ass.
Abort
just
minute.
Go for just make the hard yeah, left just go into for ass.
You might as well. Yeah, absolutely. So you said you were returning from the Catskills?
Yes.
Did you go for the weekend or just for a night or what?
So my boyfriend's parents have a house in Rock Hill, I'm pretty sure. And it's like really close to Monticello. So like it's the funniest part is the exit is called Lake Louise Marie.
Okay.
So it's like the most New York place ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only way it could have been more New York would have been like Lake Forget About It.
Oh, man. That's exactly
Tony what Soprano.
I call it. Damn it.
Sorry, there buddy.
Listen, well done, Yankee though.
Lake. Thank you.
What'd there you is say? A Yankee Lake very close to it.
Is there a it's lake? Like Maxton Lake Ray's Lake Pizza?
Yeah.
Oh. So they have a lake house up there.
Yeah. And it's like the most beautiful, relaxing thing in the world. But they have very
oh, this is gonna be great.
Or horrible. Yeah, the anticipation is there's no middle ground. It's either gonna be the funniest thing ever or it is going to bomb terribly. She's
building this up a lot right now. There's better be nudist neighbors or I'm gonna be disappointed.
So the only shoes I brought up
What'd you say?
The only shoes I brought up were flip-flops.
Oh, okay.
Because to me, we were just like we would hang out with the parents and then we would maybe go out to a bar and then go back.
Oh, so you knew it's a good bar if you're allowed to go in with flip-flops.
So Evan and I decide, Evan's a boyfriend, decide to go to his cousin's house, which is around the block. And it's like the middle of the day, 100% sober. I'm wearing yoga pants and I'm wearing the flip-flops. And as we're walking out, I slip and I go, oh my God, I shouldn't have worn these shoes because it's like, it's all a painted deck. So it's like all like really soft painted. Like if there's no primer, it's just paint. So as we're walking down the steps of the deck, Evan goes to me, you really should have brought sneakers. And as I step onto the longer part of the stairs, I go, I really should have brought. And then I fell and I slipped and I fell down the stairs. Like
how many?
It was like 8.
Like bumped?
Wow.
Like tailbone banging all the way down?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Just like the last time.
I'm glad you're not hurt. I just really want to see that one time. Like, I just have to see it. A grown woman falling down the stairs like that.
100% sober, like not drunk.
Tell Evan from now on, he has to record you going down any stairs. And if he catches anything good, we will give him $50.
I feel like
you're
the American woman version of Mr. Bean. Like. I don't want you to fall down the stairs again. I wish I could go back and see one of the times that already happened. But since that's not a thing.
Oh, my goodness me.
That is a serious contusion.
There's a worse one on my thigh.
Damn. So I'm glad you're not seriously hurt. Like I said, I would love to have gone back and seen it, but since time travel is not a thing, if it happens again, I hope I'm there to see it. I really do.
Bachelorette party, you guys are invited.
And there you go. There you go. We're going to have it somewhere where there's a painted deck, and it's going to be a flip-flop only party.
Here I go.
All right, so other than that, how was your trip to the Catskills? Relaxing?
It was very fun. You know, when you go to the Catskills and you go to vacation houses, like, they're secondary houses. So they're just, it smells like the country. Yeah. Like, I can't explain it, but it smells like the mountain.
I know exactly what you're talking about, though.
Like, it's just so, like, I can sit back.
Now, let me ask you this. You said that your cousin's house was around the block. How densely populated are these houses up by this lake house?
Oh, no, they're populated. They're like,
How much of a lake house? Are we talking like lake on, like right there?
Like the lake
lakeside, or are we talking about walking to it?
Walking to the lake.
Okay, that's still pretty
awesome. Let's get to the more important question. What are the odds that one of these houses is being used as a Dexter-style murder den?
Oh, it totally could be.
Totally.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially okay. level. 1 in 50.
Well, it depends on the density of houses, of course. Because, I mean, like, you know, there's a lot of noises that are going to happen. You got to make sure that there's not a lot of neighbors
around.
That's
true.
I watch a lot of Criminal Minds, so I think this through a lot.
Do you? Yeah, you're scaring me a little bit, by the way. Do you?
Don't worry.
Did you happen to you go know to how the Monticello Casino, Val? Is it open?
So we met a dealer at a local bar that we went to last
night. What kind of dealer?
He
crack?
Meth?
No, he was a dealer at the Monticello Casino.
Oh, a card dealer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a very different kind of dealer than what I was expecting.
And bummer. I didn't know there was a casino in Monticello.
Yes, there is.
All I know is resort casinos in Queens, and then there's the other one that took over the Marriott in Islandia.
Yeah, Jake's 58.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jake's 58 is.
I didn't know there.
Actually,
New York is like no fun ever.
What were you saying about Jake's 58, Jeff? Because I drove past there this week and I was like, wait, what? What is this? Jake's 58 what do you know?
It was a Marriott, right?
Yeah, I think it was a Marriott or a Radisson. I don't remember what
it was. It was a Marriott. I had to go to a couple of trainings there.
Yeah, so now it's
when I worked retail.
It's now a hotel. It's a hotel and a casino. And the casino, there's not live table games, but they have – you ever see Pop-O-Matic Trouble, right? Mm-hmm. They have a craps game where there's two big dice that's under that bubble right there.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, you play at a video screen, you place your bets, this and that, and then, you know, the bubs rolls the dice. And it's cool. It's a lot better than straight up, like, video dice, but there's – there's craps, there's blackjack, there's video. I think there's video poker, and there's a bunch of slot machines. It's not if you kind of have the itch, you know, on like a Tuesday night, you want to drive 35 minutes there instead of 2 hours to like Parks Casino. It's cool. It's a nice,
if you
know.
Have the itch to gamble? That's a gambling problem, isn't it?
No, I don't think so.
It might be, but, you know, hey,
yeah.
Who are you to judge, buddy? Yeah,
if you, I think it's how persistent.
Itch for a red wine.
I think it's how persistent is the itch, right?
Yeah, yeah. If it's like you're constantly going, like, oh, it's a day that ends in Y. I got to go gamble the rent money.
Yeah, exactly.
Then it's a problem. If it's just like, oh, it's a Tuesday, and I feel like gambling the rent money, but only this month, then it's fine.
Like, if you're smashing a kid's piggy bank to get to scratch the itch, that's a gambling problem. Right. Like, if you can go
especially
and control
not your
yourself.
Kid.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
If you're breaking into somebody else's house and be like, where's your piggy banks, kid?
If you're waiting for the ice cream man to come by so you can hold a gun to him and take all of his ice cream money and go to Jake's date, you have a gambling problem.
Or you just really want some ice cream. I mean,
I've never been to resorts because I don't want to get shot, but.
Oh, we went there for my mother's
I heard that Jake's is a lot nicer than resorts. So that, you know, I don't know. If you've ever been to resorts, then maybe you have something to compare it to. But I heard the Monticello one was nice, but it's not like up to speed yet. It's almost like it was like a soft opening and like they're not fully prepared to be a real casino. Yeah.
Everyone's so
just
looking
they
at
just
it.
Broke, from what I understand, they just broke ground on some new hotel thing that's supposed to be there that will make it let them have like live tables and crap like that.
Oh, okay.
That was at least what I was being told by people who are way more into knowing about casinos than
gotcha.
I am.
Can you not have live tables in New York?
Not without certain
there's certain
requirements.
I think there's also certain counties too, because there's a casino up in Buffalo that I believe has live tables. I think Turning Stone has live tables. There's a couple in New York that have it. But you know, the only thing that sucks about this proliferation of casinos to me is that like all the fun and majesty and intrigue of going to like Atlantic City is all lost now, because you can go like 2 hours in any direction and be at a casino. You know,
right.
It's like they're becoming like a dime a dozen. You know, 10 years ago, you would be planning a weekend, go, you know, get a bunch of people together, make that drive down to Atlantic City, where somebody hopefully had like a comp room so you could stay. It was a lot more of an adventure than, you know, just driving, you know, driving 35 minutes.
It's more the experience.
Yeah. I liked the experience of that. And it's totally, you know, I know Atlantic City, I'm sure that there are casinos there that are still making money hand over fist, but I don't think it's what it was. It's definitely not what it was. Even going to like Foxwoods and Mohegan. Well, Foxwoods.
I like
Mohegan. Foxwoods is really like a real old person casino, in my opinion. No, you disagree?
Disagree, because I've been
either she disagreed or she just fell down some stairs based on the sound she made.
Shut up. I wasn't drunk. There's a difference.
I don't think that's better.
No, there was a Thirsty Sundays or something like that. And I went to that about, oh my God, almost 4 years ago. And it was like basically Jersey Shore. Like everyone was like super having fun. It was at Foxwoods.
Listen, Foxwoods is cool. It's a nice place. And now that they have that MGM up there, the MGM that's kind of attached is nice. And the place is like massive. It's absolutely huge. But
yeah.
The Foxwoods.
It took us like 2 hours to walk through.
Yeah, it's big, definitely. But the Foxwoods part is a little bit more of an older crowd, I think. The MGM part is much better. And have you ever been to Mohegan?
No, but
you got to see the two to understand what I mean.
Inside of Fox Hollow, though, it was like so beautiful. Like the way that the structures were, it was like a tree was growing into the ceiling, and like they just spent so much time and money and.
Hey, I'm not knocking it. I like that place.
Oh no, no, no! I'm not saying that you're knocking it. I'm just saying it's such a beautiful place.
Yeah, no, I'm talking
and
about the people
so
there.
It's so shitty that it's a fucking casino, because like who wants to gamble money away? I'd rather just dance in there.
I do. That's actually why I go there.
Yeah, if I'm going to a casino, it's to gamble money away.
If I want to see trees, I'll go to the forest. I don't. I'm not going to Foxwoods to look at the architecture.
Did you say gambling's not fun? You are wrong.
Gambling's not fun. I'm sorry.
Gambling's fantastic.
That's a weird thing to
say. That's like the eighth most ignorant thing you've ever said on this podcast.
Oh, how is that ignorant?
Because you obviously don't know how great gambling is.
No, it's boring. You silly goose. Here's some money. Oh, I might get some money back if I roll this number right. Oh, I didn't? Okay, so I lose my money. Like,
we are definitely going to get a lot of hate mail about those comments. People are going to be so angry with her about that synopsis.
Really?
I'd like to point out that the views expressed on the Nearly Coherent podcast do not necessarily represent the views of the people that aren't the ones saying them. So please send all hate mail to
that. We are disavowing you on that one.
My email is vbeat27@gmail.com.
That's the one you can't get any mail at, right?
That's the one I can get mail at.
Oh, really? Wow, that's
spam email.
I'll tell you what. I will applaud her. I'll applaud her. She stood behind her positively ridiculous statement. She's got
Listen.
She's got, let's take the compliment here. You have the backbone to be fucking wildly incorrect and then go out and say, bring it on. Bring it on. So you know what? Kudos to you. Kudos to you, Valerie. Way to stand tall.
That's wildly incorrect.
Well, you had said something about gambling not being fun.
It's not.
Well, that's okay. Listen, that's okay.
That's an opinion, and I am entitled to it, and that is how I identify. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okie dokie. Yes.
Gotcha. Let me know if you get any hate mail about this.
I can't wait for these emails. Come at me, bro.
That's the thing is, I think as much as people are going to disagree with her, I also think there's a fairly apathetic bunch that probably won't take the time to write the email. That's why we only have like three reviews in a year.
I think we're up to six. That's awesome. Actually,
do we have a rating yet?
What's this?
Five star
rated podcast.
We are a 5-star rated podcast. Five stars. Yeah,
listener appreciation episode. Thanks, folks. Love that. Don't drop us because Val makes cockamamie statements like gambling's boring.
It is.
Oh man,
I'm gonna go to AC. What am I gonna do? I wanna drink and I wanna dance. Like that's all I wanna do at AC.
Here's the thing. If you wanna go drink, you're gonna have to pay money for that. If you're not gambling,
if you're gambling, they do bring you free drinks. Although she's a girl, she's gonna get free drinks anyway.
Nah, that's true. I didn't
blonde hair.
Well, there you go. You're right. That's free drinks. She's got a point. And she doesn't have to lose her money gambling.
Although I did almost fight an old man this weekend.
Okay, let's forget about gambling and move on to you assaulting the elderly.
why did you assault the elderly?
All right, so...
How close did you get to fighting this old man? Like, were you ready to
Saturday
go?
Saturday night, we went to a local bar here in Westbury. It's known as a firefighter's bar. Like, all the firefighters hang out there. But it's walking distance from our apartment. So, two of my boyfriend's friends were over, and we were like, we can't entertain them here because we don't have enough alcohol. So, we walk over to, which is surprising with me. So, we walk over to the bar, and this older gentleman, who I would say was probably 60, 65, walks in through like the back door of the bar and starts staring at me. Like just staring. And would not stop staring at me. Like he was not staring at my face.
Yes. Okay. So he was leering.
Yeah. And
ogling you, if you will.
I had like a really big heart to heart with one of Evan's friends, and we were talking, and like was turned away from him for like a really hard, like long time. And then I turn around. Every time I turn to speak to my own boyfriend, he would just be there. He would just be there staring at me. So these vodka sodas got really strong.
As they are
wont to do. I was waiting for her to pepper that detail in there.
And I started screaming at him. And I was like, who the fuck are you? Staring at me? Like, why are you staring at me? What did I do to you? What did I do to your family? I don't know.
That old man's, and then that old man's wife passed away last year and looked exactly like Val. He was staring at her because he missed his wife.
Anything. He didn't say anything.
Maybe he was a ghost.
I'll tell you what it is. Her boyfriend's family murdered his family in their murder cabin, and now he's just stalking you as revenge.
I hope that he didn't. That's how that is. He didn't say anything. I hope he didn't say anything because he was blind and deaf. And no, she was just screaming at some blind, deaf ex-firefighter.
He just sat there.
He lost his sight and vision saving children. And Valerie screamed at him.
He just sat there and he stared at me the whole time that I was screaming at him. And that was really weird.
That is weird. That's weird.
That's weird. Did you have a booger?
What?
Did you have a booger going?
No.
Then I got nothing. This sounds like you were dealing with a real creep show.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then Evan's like, we need to go home. I'm like, it's not my fault.
But I just got a shiv made. Yeah. Come on, man.
I can take this. I can take this old man.
Yeah, it's been a really long weekend.
What about you, Ed? What did you do this weekend?
I did a wedding. I officiated yet another wedding.
And yes!
I nailed it.
So this was the one that you were probably the least prepared for. Because
yes, in that you don't know
the folks getting married as well.
I mean, I don't have the encyclopedic knowledge that I have of other relationships that I've done the wedding for. And so because of, you know, work and all the other stuff that I got to do, I didn't get the time to like go have dinner with them or something to go like ask them questions. So I sent them a questionnaire to fill out.
That's really smart. That you should.
Thank you. Thank you. It would have been even more smart had I like given them a deadline. I did get the response from the future husband back real fast. And in every interaction I've ever had with him, I was presuming I was going to be getting a lot of snarky material that wasn't going to like really give me anything to get the grandparents weeping, which is my goal. As you know, I want 70% of the group laughing, but 30% just being like, that was so beautiful. That gives me joy. And, you know, I want to get the crying people to come at me and be like, that was so beautiful.
Blah, blah, blah. And funny at the same time.
That's exactly what I want. I feed on that shit. That's like a vampire. It's what I need.
Scratches your itch.
But the problem. Yeah. So I got the response from the husband who I presumed I wasn't going to get any of that from. The problem was he was sweet as shit in every response he gave. He gave me nothing to work with joke wise. Yeah. So I was freaking out and had no idea what I was going to do as a ceremony, no idea what my hook was going to be. And then the Monday before the wedding, the wife finally responded.
Oh, fine.
And she gave me all the snark things I was expecting from the groom, and where he was the one or two times he was snarky, she gave sweet answers. So it worked out to be just this perfect little thing where it could be like, oh, you guys perfectly matched each other because you did things. Da, 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 da. Oh, I found a hook while I'm eating a bacon cheeseburger, you silly goons. And I was writing the ceremony, I was eating a bacon cheeseburger. It was pretty good.
There you go.
It was a good cheeseburger. Had a Mountain Dew and a vanilla milkshake. It was good. It was a good time.
I'm friends with both these people on Facebook, and they posted their like wedding picture of like, yay, we're married. And I just saw Ed in the background. I sent him the picture of like him closer and closer up, like picture by picture. And the closest one was him doing the like the pursed lips, like, I did good.
Yeah, my face. If you did an audio representation of my face, it was just a
It was like a frowny face.
That really
but
does
like a
match, though. The sound that you made, because I can see the face you're making. Yeah.
I may not have many talents, but making faces and equating them to sounds is what I'm good at.
Self-satisfied, proud of yourself, smile. I like that. Yeah. You did well on
it. Yeah. Where I was getting, because you got the people that were, I got the laughs I was looking for. I got a whole bunch of compliments. I got people that were kind of teary-eyed. It was good.
Excellent.
It was a good time. I've now married 2 out of 4 of the children
of that clan.
So now I need to marry the other 2 so that I can collect them all like Pokemon with legal documentation.
You absolutely do. And you need to marry everyone in that family.
Yeah. I do. I need to make sure that they all tied together, bound legally through my magic. It was good. It was a good wedding. They had a bacon bar. That was pretty dope.
Hold on.
What is that?
A bacon bar. Basically, you get they make these like bacon skewers, and then you can put stuff on your bacon. I don't know. I just grabbed the bacon and went.
Yeah.
Because I didn't need to add. It was maple bacon. I don't need to add anything to that. Maple bacon's what's good. Maple bacon's amazing.
Did you put brown sugar?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'm sure there was brown sugar. I wasn't paying that much attention because I was also trying to figure out. I was navigating between that and the slider bar.
I would not have gone anywhere. I would have just stood at that bacon bar and been like, I'm the fucking reverend. Move along. I'll undo this shit right now.
Yeah. I'm like, Harry Potter, I can unwizardize your nuptials, people. Don't think I can't.
Oh, I did mix up Harry Potter today, which actually was really funny.
You mix up Harry Potter with what?
So you know how Harry Potter has those fucking stupid jelly beans?
Yes.
That taste like terrible things?
Yeah.
Okay, so about 2 or 3 weeks ago, my coworker gave me a is it Zantac for acid reflux? I don't know. I don't take
Zantac is for acid reflux, yeah. Yes.
So it was minty, so I thought I had to chew it because it has a flavor. So, I chewed it. I chewed it.
That's a bad choice.
And I asked her, are you supposed to chew it? Because I already chewed it. And she goes, what does it taste like? And I was like, earwax? And all my coworkers stood up and confronted me and was like, have you ever eaten earwax? And I was like, yes.
Oh my
goodness. When you're a kid, when you are a kid and you have. So now I'm labeled as like the fucking weirdo in my work.
Don't worry. Just tell them you don't think gambling is fun either. That'll really clear up.
They'll forget about the fact that you eat your own earwax.
So now I'm like labeled the weirdo.
Somebody's got to be.
All right. So now they're just going to start calling you Birdie Bot because you know what every flavor beans taste like. And that's fine.
Hey,
that's okay.
My mom was like, why didn't you just tell them you tried those Harry Potter Beanie Babies? And I was like, yeah, Beanie Babies.
With Harry Potter Beanie Babies. Yeah, I was eating Harry Potter Beanie Babies. And one of them tasted like earwax.
Jelly beans.
Yeah, but you said Beanie Babies.
That is the beanie. Okay. Right, but I'm still saying that it's weird that you'd have flavored Beanie Babies.
Okay. To be fair, all of the
I'd love to be.
Harry Potter fans, they eat those Birdie Bots jelly beans and they're like, oh, this is snot. I'm going to try this. And it's like, ew. Like, why? I had one of those and it was a horseradish and it was terrible. It's terrible.
Ma'am, are those Bean Boozled or whatever they're called? There's this, you know that game?
No, there is another one, yeah.
My son has those.
Yeah, that's from
yeah, that Jelly Belly's got that. A horrible game. Some of those taste disgusting. One of them can either be like marshmallow or fucking baby wipe or something like that. Oh, terrible. Yeah.
Marshmallow or baby wipe.
What are you wiping
your baby with?
Tasting earwax on accident is like a problem. Like,
what? Yeah.
Done with this world.
Hey, so Ed, I wanted to tell you. So after last week's podcast, right, we were talking about the DirecTV Now. So took a hot tip for our listeners. If you haven't seen like Facebook ads or anything, but if you, there's a promotion with DirecTV right now that if you sign up and prepay for 3 months of DirecTV Now, they're giving you a free Apple TV 4K. And it's a good deal. I mean, the Apple.
You're paying $105 for the DirecTV for a $150 or $200.
Yeah, it's the 4K. Apple it's 180 TV. Is the cheap one. It's It's like $179 and $199 for the 4K. The regular fourth gen is $149. Yeah. So you're saving. You know, you're saving a good $75 bucks. Even if you get the bigger TV package with more channels, that's $50 a month. You're still saving. You're getting that, plus you're still saving another $30 on the 4K. So I did that. They shipped it. They shipped it to me. The DirecTV Now. I have to look at the channel lineup as opposed to say a PlayStation View, but the DirecTV Now was real nice. I was actually able to watch a Yankee game on my phone through it the other day, which was awesome. And I have to tell you, I know we covered the new Apple TV like a year ago when it came out. So I've been using a third generation until now. It's a massive step up. It's a massive step up.
It is.
The Apple TV 4K to me is probably the nicest one. I know it's much pricier than say like a Fire Stick, but the video quality is better. The network capability, it's significantly faster. You know,
the remote is 800% more expensive to replace.
Yeah, that's but the nice thing is you can use your phone for the remote if you want to. And the way...
Yes.
My father walked into our backyard the other day and there was these guys from Optimum like in our backyard. Well, his backyard. And he was like, what are you guys doing here? What's going on? And he goes, well... we're installing fiber optics. You know, if you have 4K TV, it's going to look really good. But, you know, don't buy Altice because it's not perfected yet.
What?
Yeah.
The Altice One, you mean?
One of the cable people told him that.
Yeah, well, it's because it's a Cablevision box, so of course it's not good.
No, well,
I mean, come on.
Nothing's ever perfected with Cablevision.
Yeah.
Except channel 12.
Here we go. Here we go.
Here we go again.
She doesn't like gambling.
The channel 12 news fan has logged on like the internet for the evening.
Found out she watches channel fucking 12.
Gambling is not fun. It's not fun.
But you know what is fun? You know what is fun? Local news, sports, and weather from
all the news
that you can trust.
From local Long Islanders.
The same news segment seven times.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
She wouldn't know anything about technology if it wasn't for the daily download on News 12 Long Island.
I could not know about technology if it wasn't for the daily download.
Yeah. Not even an exaggeration.
That was sarcasm. That was sarcasm.
I don't know about that. So...
I'm actually surprised that you don't have the Altice One box so that you could just watch News 12 on a loop of the loop. Just this way you could jump back and forth. But go back 5 minutes because I want to see that thing about this one high school soccer
News 12
team again.
Like that old. Remember Channel 14, Ed? Channel 14 used to be the TV guide crawl. That's what News 12 is. It's the modern equivalent. Like, if you don't need to DVR News 12, if you missed a segment, just sit there because in about 56 minutes, it's going to be back on again. It's the same thing over and over again. It's terrible. And the weatherman is always wrong. The worst.
Well, that's why you got to, you know, skip their weatherman and listen to Lonnie Quinn on Channel 2, because you got to listen to Lonnie, apparently legally. If you don't listen to Lonnie, he can sue you. It's bad.
That's
real. Yeah, it's not new. I found out about
after seeing this, through the I've been on the fence about cutting the cord with the cable boxes and stuff. But after seeing the new that 4K, how good looking it is, how fast it is, even on with my internet, I don't have the fastest speed available. Had no lag on anything on my phone, on my TV. It's really nice. I just got to pick whether I want to go with PlayStation View or DirecTV Now. But man, it was awesome. And I'm telling, do you have a third gen Apple TV still anywhere?
Yeah, in the living room.
So you see that like what a huge difference. It's great. Mm-hmm. And I know you said that the Netflix is like overwhelming now with all the stuff it throws at you. But I'm telling you, go back and do you watch any series on Netflix? Or are you strictly movies or what?
I'm not watching anything series wise on Netflix at the moment.
Okay. Next time you watch a series that has a couple of seasons.
Wait a minute.
Watch it.
Wait a minute. What's your problem right now, Ms. Beatty? You gave me the this.
I told you to watch Wild Wild Country and you don't watch.
I've been catching up on Riverdale, buddy.
Wait just a motherfucking second. She's perturbed that you didn't watch something on Netflix when we asked her for weeks to go see the movie that is the main subject of our
podcast. You want to start this right now? I've been watching a lot of New Jersey Shore.
That's not even the name of the show.
I've been watching a lot of New Jersey Shore.
I'm telling
she's
you,
not watching she's, the she's, Jersey Shore. She's just watching News 12's live feed of just the beach.
It costs money to go to the movie.
I offered to buy your ticket.
Yeah, fallacy.
No.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
Didn't take that.
Yes, you did.
I'm not going to take that is a lot different than no.
Yes, that's true. He didn't say that you took the offer. He did say he offered it, which is true. I was there. She's losing it today, huh?
No, I mean, like she was pretty good at the falling down the stairs thing. I mean, like that did tug at the heartstrings.
Yeah, that bruise was too.
We should be being a lot nicer to her.
It was the worst one
based on that bruise. That's the
worst. No, I'm not gonna do it. She says gambling is boring, and she called it New Jersey Shore.
Gambling is boring.
Oh God!
And to be fair, it's called Jersey Shore, but it's like, what state is it in? It's called New Jersey.
Oh, you could have saved yourself by saying you were watching the New Jersey Shore. That's how you could have saved that, and you didn't.
And that's true, as opposed to the old Jersey Shore that was on years ago.
Yeah, yeah, like
very smart.
Yeah.
Way to get out of a jam on that one, buddy. That was good. That's good advice. So
I'm okay.
So anyway.
I'm having a good time. I'm okay. I'm fine. She's going to murder us. She's going to take us both to the Catskills and murder us. That's how that's
going to
go.
Yeah, I'm not going to no murder cabin.
Actually, no. There's a murder shed in the back
of my
backyard.
What's the lake called? Down in Louise? What was it called?
Lake Louise Marie.
Louise Marie. That's it. I'm not going there.
If we end up missing, please start the search there.
To be fair, Ed has a great ass.
Do I? Wait, Jeff, shut up, Jeff. Do I really?
You do. You do.
Yeah. Wow, good for me. This is new information. Yeah. See, this is now I feel good about myself.
Great ass, yeah.
Good for you, buddy. I don't have one at all. I'm straight down the back. I look like an 1860s general store cash register.